This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The centre has notified the revised wages in Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega, for 2024-25. The daily wage rate for unskilled manual workers in Haryana will be 374 rupees per day, 356 rupees in Goa, 349 rupees in Karnataka, 346 rupees in Kerala, and 322 rupees in Punjab. The Rural Development Ministry said this notification will come into force from 1st of April this year. The last revision in MG Narega wages was notified in March last year. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the infrastructure and construction projects should be made climate-friendly and energy-efficient. Addressing a group of assistant executive engineers of CPWD at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said the buildings, roads and other infrastructures should be sustainable, energy-efficient and environment-friendly. She added that the engineers should be innovative in their approach so that they can effectively deal with the emerging challenges. The President advised young engineers to not work in silos but adopt a collaborative, forward-looking and technology-driven approach. She said that new and emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, machine learning and robots are disrupting traditional thinking. President Murmu said that green construction is the need of the hour and innovative methods of construction have the potential to transform this sector. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued. The elections will be held in 88 seats in 12 states, including one union territory in this phase. 20 Lok Sabha seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except in Jammu and Kashmir, which will be held on the 6th of April. Odisha's Cuttack MP, Bartuhari Mahtab, today joined the BJP. Mr. Mehtab resigned from the BJD a few days ago. He was inducted into the BJP in the presence of senior party leader and union minister Dharmendra Pradhan and party general secretary Vinod Tawre at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Some other eminent personalities also joined the BJP on the occasion. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued advance intimation slip for the allotment of examination cities to the applicants who are appearing for the second session of the JEE mains exam this year. The session 2 of the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE mains, is scheduled to be conducted from 4th of April to 12th of April at various centres across 319 cities throughout the country, including 22 cities outside India. The exams will be held in 2 shifts each day. The first shift will be held from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and the second shift will be held from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the evening. However, the exam, which is scheduled to be held on the 12th of April, will be conducted in the morning shift only. The candidates can check and download the examination city through NTA's website using their application number and date of birth. All universities have been directed to use the National Eligibility Test score for admission to PhD programs instead of conducting entrance tests starting from the academic session 2024-25. UGC Chairman M. Jagdish Kumar in a social media post said that from the academic session 2024-25, all universities can use the NET score for admission to PhD programs in place of entrance tests conducted by different universities and higher education institutions. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals will take on Delhi Capitals at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has predicted light to moderate rainfall over the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India for the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.